And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 24th of March, 2014. It's the birthday of an American poet who has never worked at a university, never got government funding, never won a Pulitzer Prize, Lawrence Ferlinghetti, born Yonkers, New York, 1919. Father died 5 months before he was born. Mother was so devastated, she went into a state mental hospital. The boy was sent to live with his aunt in France. He returned to this country, became an Eagle Scout, was inspired by a copy of poems by Baudelaire to become a poet. He was in the Navy during World War II, afterward moved to San Francisco, opened a bookstore, City Lights. He named it after the Charlie Chaplin movie. And in 1958, through City Lights, he published his own collection of poems, A Coney Island of the Mind, which went through 28 printings, sold 700,000 copies in the United States alone. It's the birthday of the great showman and magician Harry Houdini, born Budapest in 1874. His signature trick was to swallow a whole series of needles and then pull them out of his mouth, threaded together. Later in his career, he did escape tricks. He would leap from a bridge wrapped in chains, locked, and he had to open the locks before he could drown. Houdini said the easiest way to attract a crowd is to let it be known that at a given time and a given place, someone is going to attempt something that, in the event of failure, will result in sudden death. It was on this day, 1955, Tennessee Williams' play Cat on a Hot Tin Roof opened on Broadway, the story of Big Daddy celebrating his 65th birthday. He's terminally ill with cancer, worried about his son Brick, who is struggling with alcoholism, and Brick's wife Maggie, who is terrified that her husband might be homosexual. And it was on this date, 1989, the oil tanker Exxon Valdez ran aground off the southern coast of Alaska. The captain, Joseph Hazelwood, left the bridge in the command of his third mate, and the tanker struck a reef and spilled more than 250,000 barrels of oil. All told, more than $2 billion was spent on cleanup and recovery, with Exxon paying approximately $1 billion in damages. Here's a poem for today by Lawrence Ferlinghetti from his long poem, Pictures of the Gone World. Fortune has its cookies to give out, which is a good thing, since it's been a long time since that summer in Brooklyn when they closed off the street one hot day and the firemen turned on their hoses and all the kids ran out in it in the middle of the street. And there were maybe a couple dozen of us, but there, with the water squirting up to the sky and all over us, there was maybe only six of us kids, all together, running around in our bare feet and birthday suits. And I remember Molly, but then the firemen stopped squirting their hoses all of a sudden and went back in their firehouse and started playing pinochle again, just as if nothing had ever happened. Well, I remember Molly looked at me and ran in because, I guess, really, we were the only ones there. From Pictures of the Gone World by Lawrence Ferlinghetti, published by City Lights Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.